Thanks for coming. Just in relation to the media presentation today, it's in relation to the arrest of a 70-year-old male in relation to the death of Renee Lattimore. On the 29th of August this year, Renee's body was located in Sherman's Road at Kamala. As a result of that investigation, Operation Tango Amunet stood up, and a number of resources were attached to that operation, namely the staff from the Mackay Criminal Investigation Branch and officers from the Homicide Investigation Unit from the State Crime Command. The initial aspects of that investigation required a fairly large search of the area, and that entailed members of the SES as well as the local police units in the area, as well as the Whitsunday Water Police and other general duties units and investigative units from within the Mackay District. The investigation itself, obviously from August till today, has been very complex in its nature, and obviously there was a number of calls for assistance from members of the public throughout the investigation to assist the investigators in obviously solving the disappearance and obviously the murder of Renee. The arrest today brings an end to this portion of the investigation. Obviously there are a number of other avenues that we're still running out, and as I've advised, the offender is 17 years old, so I'm limited in what I can provide in terms of evidence against that male person and any details about that person.
Are you able to go into whether this person was known to Renee and her family?
I can't provide that at this point in time. The offender has been charged. There's an objection to bail put in relation to his status, and he's appearing in court today.
Has he been charged with murder?
He's been charged one count of murder, yes.
Can I confirm, did you say 17 or 70 with age?
17.
And is that a person from the Mackay region?
He's a Mackay resident, yes.
Was he known to police?
I can't provide that to you, sorry.
When was he arrested?
Today, earlier this morning. And then subsequent inquiries after that, he was formally charged at the Mackay Watchhouse and appeared in the Mackay Magistrates Court.
Was it a raid? Was he expecting police?
I guess the subsequent attendance at a private residence wasn't in a raid as by definition. They just attended and detained the person, placed him under arrest, and took him into custody.
Will police release any details about how Renee is suspected to have died?
In due course, yes. But obviously, as I said, the age of the offender and plus the ongoing aspects of the investigation, obviously can't be. There's certain elements of that investigation we can't divulge at this point in time.
Can you say, was he linked to the images that were released of the vehicle that was seen?
They form part of the investigation, and obviously, as I said, those calls for assistance were from members of the community or anybody who could provide information, and they form part of the subsequent investigation to come to this conclusion today.
So the arrest of the 17-year-old, was that as a result of a tip-off from the public?
I can't provide that, no. It's just, as I said, the investigators that worked on the case painstakingly put a number of investigative strategies in place, and as a result of that, we've been able to arrest and charge a 70-year-old today with the murder of Renee Lattimore.
Are investigations continuing?
Yes, they are.
And what is the response of the family to this news?
The response to the...
From the family to this news.
There is a... obviously, because of the outcome today, there's a degree of, bit of sadness and as well a bit of closure in relation to the family members. We have specific investigators that are dealing with the family as we throughout the investigation in terms of the police liaison officer. So they've been brought up to speed in relation to the outcome of today, and obviously they're dealing with the outcome of it in their own way.
And when the 17-year-old was arrested, what was his kind of reaction? Was he willing to...
There was no issues at all in relation to the arrest.
Are you looking into any other persons of interest at this stage?
As with all investigations, we never keep a closed mind or put the blinkers on. The investigation, as I said, is ongoing. So at this point in time, we've arrested one person in relation to it. It doesn't just mean it stops. We've got to consider all the other bits of evidence that come in. And if it deems that that takes us to another avenue of investigation, we'll go down that path.
Do you know when he's expected to face court?
He appeared in court today.
And do you still believe that Renee died on her property? Is that still...?
That's where her... she was located on a property in Sherman's Road at Kamala.
Was her body moved in relation...?
I can't provide that in relation to the investigation. Obviously, that forms the crux of the evidence we've been able to obtain.
And was the 17-year-old believed to have acted alone?
Again, that'll form part of the ongoing investigation. As I said, we don't just shut up shop. We don't put the blinkers on. We maintain an open mind in relation to all the other levels of inquiry that we've got to conduct.
And is that the children's magistrate court if he's 17?
He's still defined as a child, yep. being 17 years of age, yes.
Yep. Anything else? Did you want to add anything?
No, I just wanted to highlight the assistance provided by the investigative units throughout the investigation, but also the calls upon members of the public to assist throughout as well. These sort of investigations aren't easy, and the impact they have on people are immense, so there is a high degree of appreciation from the investigative unit themselves to the assistance that other units and the community have provided.